Regular session, Wednesday, May 11th, 2016, meeting to order. It is 10:05 a.m. Second item is the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call by the clerk.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Commissioner Carabelli.
Present.
Commissioner Duje.
Yes.
Commissioner Flynn. Commissioner Kleinfeld.
Here.
Commissioner Marino.
Here.
Commissioner Mijak.
Here.
Commissioner Sabatini.
Here.
Commissioner Sauger.
Here.
Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Commissioner Toko.
Here.
Commissioner Vosburg.
Invocation by Commissioner Jim Carabelli.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Please bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come here today asking for guidance, wisdom, and support as we begin this meeting. Fill us with your grace as we make decisions that will affect the residents of our great county of McComb. Lord, continue to remind us all that are here today, and all that we accomplish is for the pursuit of truth, for the greater glory of you, and the service of humanity. We ask these things in your name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Adoption of the agenda with the addition of resolution items from finance and the depository resolution. And we, as last meeting, we are not including the Enbridge resolution.
So moved.
Moved by Marino, supported by Duje. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those indicate by saying aye. Any opposed? The agenda is so adopted. Approval of minutes dated April 21st and May 5th, 2016. Moved by Mijak, supported by Sauger. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting minutes are adopted unanimously. And now to the presentation that everybody's been waiting for. Just quickly, a brief introduction to what we're doing here today. I know Fred, Commissioner Miller, indicated a few points, and some of the stuff isn't necessarily exciting, but it's important. The Board of Commissioners is comprised of 13 members. We're elected every 2 years in an August and a November election, which in even number years, just like state reps and Congress people. And we represent districts of about 70,000 residents of Macomb County. This represents the legislative branch of the county, charged with adopting budgets, oversight, looking at policies for the county, similar to what a city council would do or the state legislature would do at the county level. Each year they elect a chair, which I'm privileged to serve as, but also with us today, we have Mark Hackle, who's the executive of Macomb County, like a strong mayor or the governor of the state of Michigan, which is a comparison, and we also have a judicial branch, similar to what you'd see at the state or federal level. And we are basically our service provider for the federal and state government in many areas. Three areas that are really primary are health and human services. When you look at community mental health, you look at the health department. We provide services, Meals on Wheels, Head Start, 4-H. But we also do the criminal justice side of it. And we have the sheriff here, who is obviously in charge of the jail in the county. We have a prosecutor in the court system, whether it's certain district courts or the circuit court of Macomb County. And then we have infrastructure. Half the roads in the county are county roads. We also have the infrastructure that you don't see, the drains and the sewers underground. And so we work like many civics class teach the students that are here today, where there's checks and balances. And we also have other elected officials that are statutory by the state, which I've mentioned the sheriff. We have the prosecutor. We have the clerk, Carmela Sabal. We have the treasurer, Derek Miller. And we have a public works commissioner. And so that's kind of a summary of what we do at the county. There's 870,000 people in Macomb County. We have a budget of about $685 million. A little over $400 million of that comes from the state and federal government to provide those services. And so this isn't like Washington or Lansing where people debate and they fight over issues in regards to should we have that program, should we have that funding. We provide the service at a local level, and we try to do it in an economical fashion, and we also try to do it in a way that provides most access to all different groups of people. And so I just wanted to give a brief introduction of what we do and why we're here today. But this day is primarily about you, and we want to thank you for your hospitality. We want to thank you for your patience this morning. Normally, as chair of the board, I do a lot of the ceremonial proclamations for the board or tee up the conversation. But today we have somebody who's very personal, somebody who is the biggest fan of the varsity girls basketball team here at Cusno. And so I want to say that I know more about the girls basketball team here than I do about the Pistons or Michigan State, which I attended. I would get daily updates from Marv. He would call me in the morning. He'd call me at night, let me know who scored what, who got fouled out at each game. And so I didn't introduce Commissioner Marv Sauger for the purpose of honoring your team here today.
Okay, thank you. I'm just trying to go through the scenario with this. State champs mean you're the best on that whole state of Michigan. How did you get there? You had great practices in the summertime and in the fall. You had a great coaching staff who helped you out. And then you started dribbling that ball and you got better and better and better. Then you got a hold of the principal and he says, could we borrow a bus? So we got a bus and the bus took us to Grosse Pointe, Port Huron, to Romeo, Northville, and finally landed up in Lansing. We got into the President Center and we looked and there's the best teams in the state that you're facing. And you happen to be one of them. And nobody picked you guys, because you're a smaller group, but they didn't know how fast and good you were. Lo and behold, you came through every one of you. And so we got to salute each and every one of you, and we're proud of you. And like with the commissioners, some of them didn't even know where the heck Cousin was. By the time the season was over, they're wanting to go to games. I got a hold of Paul Boyner, go to a game. Got a hold of Mark Packer and Bill Hassel. They all went to games. This was great. So anyway, I now wanted to say congratulations to you. We'll go on with the next person. Here is our superintendent, Sharon
Irvine, which is Warren Kahn School's Human Resources Officer.
Thank you very much for those wonderful remarks and for the enthusiasm that the Board of Commissioners is showing our school district and our students who have done a phenomenal job. I am just the acting superintendent for a very short period of time, and I know Dr. Livermore would love to be here in this moment saying thank you for choosing Cusno High School to have this location for a meeting and for the commitment that Macomb County has for its schools. Strong schools make strong cities and make strong counties. And your support for us is that full circle to say we appreciate that commitment between us. And students, we appreciate what you did and how you have been such an ambassador to the state about Warren Consolidated Schools, who we are, what we're about, and you've represented them so strongly. And I'm here today to say congratulations, and it is a tremendous honor to do that, and you've made us very proud. I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to Mr. Perkins, High School Principal of Cusno.
Thank you, Dr. Irvine, and thank you to the commissioners. In 23 years of running buildings, I've won a few state championships in my former schools, but I've never been supported like this, and I've never had a commissioner meeting at my high school. So I just want to say personally, as a professional educator, a lifelong professional educator, I just want to say thank you. I think you can be rest assured that this is something that we all take great pride in. We're honored that you're here. If we were here just to celebrate a state championship, you shouldn't be here. We're here to celebrate young women who have taken a great opportunity and to maximize their potential. These young women, as well as their classmates in the school, have accepted the challenge that wherever they go, they make it a better place, and that's Patriot Pride. And I assure you, when we had the opportunity to go up there and make sure everyone in the state knows where Cusno's at. They don't call it Cusno or casino. They have been corrected, and we have made this state a better place because we were there representing our community. And these students, student athletes, definitely deserve all the credit. But also, it never happens without great leadership. Our Board of Education, our central office staff, and a special thank you to Coach Lee, Coach Setlack, our athletic director, and all the assistant coaches. They have been exceptional. And the ride was great as a principal. My first year here, we set a pretty high bar. I'm hoping that we continue to demonstrate the perseverance, teamwork. Winning is the true outcome of great effort. John Wooden never even used the word win or winning in his preparation, and I would think that most of us, if we're old enough, understand who John Wooden was, who won 10 championships, national championships in a row. So winning is not really, it's a byproduct of hard work, and our students embody that. And I want to thank all of you for coming out and recognizing that. I thank you for being here today. You are always welcome. And I have to put a little other ploy in here. We do other things than just play sports. Tonight at Cliff Bells, we are one of five schools in the state that was asked to come to Cliff Bells and perform our jazz program. So at 7 o'clock, if you'd like to join myself and my wife to listen to our jazz musicians from Cousin O, you will see that we are going to set another bar, and we're going to definitely make it a better place. So these young ladies have modeled for all of us, and hopefully we all learn from the youth of today, and we could definitely learn a lot from them. Thank you, and have a great afternoon.
Even though she was very good at athletics, was very well educated in the public education system, but she got to be the very first female undersheriff for the county of McComb. And I've known that department since I was a little boy. So, that is an incredible photo, one that you will always remember, but never forget the importance of education and where it can take you, because the opportunities are going to be there for you. You've got what it takes to be a leader, to accomplish great things. You've already proven that. Good luck to each and every one of you. And I got to mention this. I did go to a couple of the games, but for one game, for the first half, I sat next to Marv. I refused to sit next to Marv. Because he was yelling more than I would at the referees. So Marv was your true champion. I guess if you look in the stands and you really did care about the girls. So congratulations and good luck to you in the future.
Thanks, Mark. We got another graduate from cousin over there, Derek Miller, our county treasurer.
I graduated in 04.
Oh, yeah. So, no, I had a great time. I had a great time at Cuzzo. I met my wife here. We were married. We have a little girl. The youngest of four. All my siblings went here. My sisters went to U of M. My brother and I both went to Michigan State. I played football and basketball. I loved it here. But sports did not get me to Michigan State. So I think it's incredibly important what you guys have accomplished. I think that as you go through life, you don't realize it yet, and right now you're going through this, but through all your hard work and your team work together, you're definitely building on a foundation to make you great women in the future and to build your careers between teamwork, the hard work, the perseverance, not caring who scores or who gets the credit. Because at the end, when you guys are all holding that trophy up, you guys succeeded. And you're going to meet a lot of challenges in life, and you're going to go back to things that you learned on the basketball court and in practice in the games. So I want to congratulate you. It's great to be back at Cuzzo, and wish you all the best in the future. Thank you.
We're fortunate to have another graduate from Cuzzo sitting on our board, is Kathy Toko.
Thank you. I just want to congratulate all of you on your victory. I celebrate with you. I have to tell you that some of the wildest and best days of my life were in Cuzzo. Congratulations.
Another graduate of Warren Con was our city clerk in Warren, Paul Bueno.
The oldest graduate, 1974, and that was Center Line High School. And looking back at our basketball team, I know these young ladies could have beaten our varsity team back in 74 as well. But it's really an honor to congratulate you. Two of the young ladies on this team I've known since they were born.
Oh.
And to see them grow up and develop as basketball players, they have really showing me that through the years they're mature individuals, they are so dedicated, and I know what they've brought to this team has contributed to your success this year as well. But I do like to say, I do have a tie to Cuzzo. My daughter was a graduate of Cuzzo last year, and my youngest daughter will be starting this year. And I know that what this team has done, you inspire students who don't participate in athletics as well as those that do participate here at Cuzzo. Again, my congratulations to you and the coaches for a wonderful job that you've done this year. You really are an inspiration, not just to this school, but to the entire community. Congratulations.
And last one is our county clerk, Carmela Sable.
Oh, over here.
Oh, here she is.
I just want to congratulate everyone. I think women have to work a little harder, and you guys have shown that with great work and determination that you can accomplish anything you want. Thank you.
Another comment I forgot to make. You know, we thank the students, the coaches, and the principal and everybody. But you know, when my wife and I went up to Lansing, even at the home game, there's more students from Cousin Old than any other school. We got up to Lansing, and my God, the whole corner was full of students, red, white, and blue. So you got to give a thumbs up to the students, and thanks for the buses for getting them up there. Joe Cochran, the voice from Warren Cable and now the Michigan High School Sports. We're going to call the coaches and the students up here, the athletes, and then you can just make a circle right up here, okay?
It's a great season. The party's still going on. Mike had to take his office this week.
Thank you
very much for some clothes. I appreciate it. I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the ride with Mike Lee. And you girls are fabulous. And if I could just say one quote that Mike Lee told me when I did an interview with him for a newspaper, he said, "I'm the luckiest coach in the world." It wasn't because he had all these great players. And they are great team players. They're great in the classroom, which then transitions over into the on the basketball court, which makes it easier to coach. So let's remember, they're also athletes and champions, but they're champions in the classroom. And that's what made this team so special, coming together, bringing that smarts to the basketball court, and they got a great guy leading the way. And I just want everybody to know they do very well in the classroom. I think they should be applauded for what they do in school as well as what they do in basketball. So glad he's not tired of me yet. One of the greatest athletic directors I'll probably ever meet in my lifetime doing this, and that's Aaron Setlack.
There are no lone rangers or lone senior, she's fabulous.
But we'll start with the girls now. Obviously, the team manager, is she here? She's here. Come on up. Very important to the ball club, no doubt about it. Next up would be Rachel Pate. She's coming back next year. It's going to be very important to this ball club. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of her, but she's starting to make a name for herself, leading candidate for Miss Basketball, Kiara Fletcher.
So we'll... So we'll continue with our meeting. Any members of the public wishing to speak? One person that we missed, I think we have one Warren Con school board member with us here today, which is two, I'm sorry. We have Sue Trombley and... I'm sorry?
Elaine Martin.
Oh, Elaine Martin is here too. So we should recognize those individuals. So I'm not sure. Everybody's welcome to stay for the rest of our meeting, or you can go back to class. I'm not sure which is worse. Public participation. Once, twice, three times, public participation is closed. Correspondence from the executive. There's none at this time. The committee report. The committee report. Finance, which we went over. We have a motion by the chair and the vice chair. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The finance items carry, including the modified dates that was a motion made during the finance committee. Board chair report. Transit. We had Michael Ford out yesterday, which we appreciate. I've talked to him and his team and would like them to come out once they actually release their plan on May 31st and detail what routes, short-term and long-term, will be included. Obviously, Martha T. Berry is always an issue that we're dealing with. The new director has done a fabulous job, and he'll be out here at our meeting in June to kind of go over the issue that we discussed during the Finance Committee meeting. The Veterans Millage will be placed on the August ballot, along with the zoo. The zoo authority met and modified some language yesterday, I believe, and that will also be on the August ballot. We conducted interviews for the communications coordinator. We've selected an individual who comes from the other side of the state that's been a news reporter, who also has been an editor, and for a time worked at Secretary of State, Karen Ambruster. She starts on May 23rd. Once she starts, we'll have a commissioner sit down so everybody gets a chance to learn about her, understand her background, and see how she can help commissioners in their districts. We have three intern candidates, which I left yesterday to interview. All of them are very good. There's one person who's definitely going to be interning on a policy role, but knowing that our staff is short this summer, and just simple things like answering phones when people are on vacation, I think I'm going to maintain two other interns for this summer on a part-time basis. I believe we provide a small stipend to those individuals, but I think it'll help ease some of the transition that's happening in our office. The automated agenda management system should be up and running once our boardroom is done. As Jeff Atkins said from Plant Moran Cressa, we should be back in there by Labor Day. I'm skeptical, but I'm hopeful at the same time because we're starting the budget season during that first week after Labor Day. Patty from our office, who's worked really hard with Courtney previously, to put together Yoga at the Hill on Saturday, June 4th, put two stars next to it, so I feel I should highlight it. Everybody's got the flyer, pass it along any way you can. And then check our Facebook page for regular updates on the ninth floor renovation. We're going to be updating commissioners and the public in regards to where we are in that process. So with that, two other items which we didn't get the feedback that we wanted. Commissioners wanted a memo sent to the executive office, a letter signed by all the commissioners in regards to the appropriations that were conducted back in September but haven't been implemented yet. We passed those out in a folder to commissioners, asking them to send it back if they approve the language. We've only received two back at this time. So it was on the commissioner's desk, so you know, this is something that the commissioners wanted. And so if you have them, send them, but I'm not gonna send any letter to the executive office until we, you know, people sign off on those.
Another letter previously that there was a request for all the commissioners to sign. If there's going to be a letter that all the commissioners sign, there should be an actual vote on the letter.
No, I agree. I wasn't going to bring it before the committee until commissioners were good with the language.
Point of information.
Because we had two executive sessions on that. Yep.
Point of information, that was the folder that was given out prior to a meeting. They asked you to sign it, return it. Andrew, I know I gave you mine, so I think there was more than two that you received, isn't it?
Jim's. Box,
that's it? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to call out whoever didn't do it.
I was trying to be respectful of that, but... but no, that's something that I think the board should take an action item on and actually vote on. But I just want to make sure people were good with the language before we put it on a committee. And then the second one was a memo on the pay ordinance question. It's just mostly legalese. That one, I haven't got the response, but I'll send that one over today. So with that, any questions? Seeing none, a motion received and filed the board chair report. Moved by Carabelli, supported by Marino. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The board chair report is received. 12 is approved request for Commissioner Kathy Bosberg to be excused from absences 510, 511. She's at a CMH conference. Moved by Miller, supported by Toko. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The approval is unanimously passed. Any new business before the commission? Commissioner Brown.
Earlier this week, we noted some correspondence from Michigan Department of Agriculture commending certifying that four farms in Macomb County have been certified, NEEP certified, which is Michigan's Environmental Insurance Program, which means that those farms spend thousands of dollars upgrading their practices and employing best practices to make sure that their operations are environmentally sound as possible. And that's a credit to them and helps protect the watershed, which ultimately helps us in Lake St. Clair. They join a growing number of farms across the region, and particularly in our county, that are becoming certified to make sure that the things that they do on their farm are protecting the environment, just as a gas station moving their milk down here. So they're to be commended, and I just wanted to note that that's a growing trend and continues, not only in our county, but throughout the region. But I wanted to note those four farms in the county.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any new business? Commissioner Sauter?
I want to thank you, Mr. Perkins, for allowing us to have our meeting here. It was a pleasure. It was something new. And I think we enjoyed honoring the girls. And you got to be flying high yet from last fall when they won the title. Because that's the greatest tribute I was able to be involved with. And thank you for the hospitality.
And thank you guys for coming out. And know that it is really a special place. And anytime you can and be here and take part, please know you're welcome. And we would enjoy you guys coming back many times. But thank you so much.
Thank you again. And Marv's always looking for continuing education, so you think we could throw him into a geometry class?
Or? I'm sure we can get him in right now. No matter of fact, the geometry teacher I coached in college, so I'll go get Coach Wilkins and then you can hear
him. It'll help the curve. Any other new business? Commissioner Weinfeld. Any new business? Once, twice, new business is closed. Public participation. Once, twice, three times, public participation is closed. Roll call.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Commissioner Carabelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Duche.
Aye.
Commissioner Flynn.
Here.
Commissioner Kleinfeld.
Here.
Commissioner Marino.
Here.
Commissioner Mijak.
Here.
Commissioner Miller.
Yes.
Commissioner Sabatini.
Here.
Commissioner Sauger.
Yes.
Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Commissioner Toko.
Here.
Commissioner Bosberg.
Motion to adjourn by Duje, supported by Smith. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That was good. You know, it's funny. You know, everything comes right back around.